for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the 2019 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, July the 4th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on idolatry.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Listen, I'm just going to say this. If it alters your mind in the way you think, it's a mind-altering substance and you're entering into a realm that you ought not enter into. And if you're somebody that's having to do something because of anxiety or fear and all that, and there's no condemnation, but it's not where you want to stay. Okay? It's not where you want to stay. But we don't even begin to tell somebody been on Xanax or whatever for a time, you need to quit tomorrow. We're not saying that. We're saying it's not God's way, and the enemy's got a place of captivity in your soul, and you need to talk with God about a plan to wean off of them and get off. Because that's not God's way. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So you're dealing with anxiety as fear. And what they basically is happening is you're getting dumbed down so even the demons can't do what they want to do. And you'll never walk in the fullness of the relationship with God that He has for you if your mind is altered by chemical. He's a good God and He's a delivering God. 2 Kings 17:15. They rejected His decrees and the covenant He has made with their fathers and the warnings He had given them. They followed worthless idols and themselves became worthless. They imitated the nations around them, although the Lord had ordered them, do not do as they do. And they did the things the Lord had forbidden them to do. They would not listen, however, but persisted in their former practices. Even while these people were worse than the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their fathers did. One of the things Sister Jerry always teaches is your button pusher is your idol. And it means that thing that somebody says, it just throws you over the top. You made it an idol. It's got control over you. I want you to see this. Whatever you choose to do that's contrary to God, you are literally bowing down to that spirit. Anger. Fear. Perversion. Go down the list. Because I don't believe anybody in here, if we put a statue of something up here, would come and bow down to it. I don't believe anybody in here would want to do that. But if you don't see it, that when we're following these demons and following the passions of the flesh, which is demonically inspired, then we are giving power and our worship to them. Everybody who will say, Lord, help me to hate sin.
Help me to hate sin.
Mine. And everybody else. But help me to love myself. Help me to love people. In Jesus' name. If you hate yourself, you're going to have a hard time loving people. Making idols of men, 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. It also said rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness like idolatry and iniquity. Acts 8:9. Now for some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name, I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to idols. 2 Peter 2:18, for they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of sinful human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. The question is, do we take idolatry as seriously as God does? Ezekiel 6:4-6, I will slay your people in front of your idols. Do we really, when I started off speaking earlier about what's coming on this world, it's going to be unlike any time that ever has been. It's going to be, listen, we've got to draw close to Jesus in the day. Not listen. You draw close to Jesus and you're walking in His love, perfect love casts out fear and has no torment. There's no torment in perfect love, okay? So when we're walking in the love of God and we're getting healed, we're not going to walk around fretting what Putin's doing or what they're doing over here or what they're doing over here or what could happen here when the Antichrist is coming. We may talk about it. We may be watchmen. We may warn people. But let me tell you something. We're not going to be fearful because you know that even if you die, you're going to heaven, you're getting promoted. What are we worried about? God says, I'll slay your people in front of your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around the altars, your idols smashed and ruined, your incense altars broken down, and what you have made wiped out. I promise you, in the millennium, there won't be a statue in the world. Nowhere. Ain't gonna be a statue. Ain't gonna be any pictures of Jesus all over the world. Not gonna happen. All these images are going to go. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor the adulterers, nor the male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy. Ephesians 5:5. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Isaiah 57:5-8, you burn with lust among the oaks and under every spreading tree. The idols are your portion, they and you are your lot. You have made your bed on high and lofty hill. Behind your doors and your doorposts you have put your pagan symbols. Forsaking me, you uncovered your bed, you climbed into it and opened it wide. I challenge you, as God's children, to pretty well everybody here can get online, look up satanic symbolism. Look it up. Demonic symbolism. Look it up. And look at all the things that are occultic. Now listen. You're not going to escape everything. But you don't have to wear a shirt with a dragon on it. Okay? You know, there are things. You shouldn't have anything that has yin yang. You shouldn't have sun gods on your gates and on your front porch. There are things we ought not have. For one thing, they're going to bring curse, which means bringing demons. And if it didn't do that, why in the world would I want anything that would identify me with darkness as a witness for the, I'm a witness for the living God. You're witnesses for the living God. Why would we have anything that would rid the enemy's kingdom? Nothing new under the sun. Ezekiel's grabbed by the hair and shown the inside of the temple of God in Ezekiel 8:5-6, 7-10. Son of man, looked towards the north. So I looked in the entrance north, the gate of the altar. I saw this idol of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they're doing? The utterly detestable things the house of Israel is doing here, things that will drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance of the court. I looked and I saw a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. So I went in and looked and I saw it portrayed all over the walls. All kinds of crawling things and detestable animals and all the idols of the house of Israel. You know, there's a drink out there called a Sobe, S-O-B-E. It's got two lizards on it in a yin-yang symbolism. It's an unclean image. So is Red Bull. And so is Monster. They're mind-altering drinks, and they're straight from the kingdom of hell, and they've got the symbolism as well, too. So, 8:12-15. Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the darkness, each at the shrine of his own idol? They say the Lord does not see us. He said to me, do you see this, son of man? You will see things that are even more detestable than this. He then brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and there at the entrance of the temple between the portico and the altar were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east. They were bowing down to the sun in the east, and he said to me, "Have you seen this, son of man? Is it a trivial matter for the house of Judah to do the detestable thing they're doing here? Look at them putting the branch to their nose, witchcraft. Therefore I will deal with them in anger. I will not look on them with pity or spare them. Although they shout in my ears, I will not listen to them." Listen. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know what defeats God's people always? Is mixture. It's mixture. Israel never, ever renounced Yahweh, Jehovah. They never renounced Him. Ever. In their worst days. But what they did was add all this other mess. 2 Corinthians 6:16. "What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will live with them and walk with them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." A.W. Tozer, he said, "Grace will save a man, but it will not save him and his idol." Good statement. Jonah 2:8. "Those who cling to vain idols leave behind the gracious love that could have been theirs." 1 Peter 4:3, "For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry." James 4:7 says, "Therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee to you." From you, not to you. I'm going to say it again, I find it. "Therefore submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James 4:8, 9, and 10. "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, double-minded ones. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Be humble before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Our Lord is an ever-present help in time of need. When we repent and turn to him, he cleanses. Ezekiel 36:25 says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you'll be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols." Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Who is the Messiah,
of Nazareth,
I repent,
for all generational idolatry.
I repent
for all personal
and generational rebellion,
stubbornness,
and disobedience
that has contributed
to any witchcraft
in my life
and my generational line.
As I repent for this
and all of these things,
I'm also confessing
the sin of my ancestors.
I repent
for all envy,
jealousy of minds,
physical bodies,
and personalities of others.
I repent
for any worship
of myself
and any need
for personal recognition.
I repent
for all envy
and jealousy
of spiritual giftings
and capacities
of others.
I repent
for myself
and
those in my generational line
who did not guard the gates
of the spiritual
and physical senses.
I repent
for
choosing my will
above the will
of the Almighty One,
Jesus Christ.
I will choose
to owe no one anything
but to love.
I choose
to cast off
works of darkness
and put on the armor of light
beside Jesus Christ,
and to make no provision
for the flesh
to fulfill its lust.
I choose
to walk only according
to the grace and anointing
that Yahweh has given me.
I choose
to walk in unity
with my brothers and sisters
in Christ.
I choose
to follow Jesus,
living a life of love,
preferring others above myself. I choose to yield and surrender so that I might serve the Almighty God, Yahweh, wholeheartedly. I choose to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and to honor one another above myself. Thank you, Lord, by your grace. I will never be lacking in zeal, but will keep my spiritual fervor serving Yahweh. I will be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I will share with God's people who are in need. I will practice hospitality. I will bless those who persecute. I will rejoice with those who rejoice and will mourn with those who mourn. I will live in harmony with other believers. I will not be proud, but I will associate with people of low position. In the name of Jesus. I will not be conceited. I will not repay evil for evil. I will have regard for the good things in sight of all men. I will live at peace with everyone who will be at peace with me. I will not take revenge on others. In Jesus' name, I command all ungodly spiritual beings and devices that have been empowered by my idolatry, rebellion, jealousy, and the idolatry, rebellion and jealousy of my ancestors to go. In Jesus' name, I disconnect myself from all evil networks, and I break ungodly ties between the abode of the enemy, other human beings, and myself. Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, I ask you to remove generational tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Jesus' name. Oh, Yahweh. In Jesus' name, I break the cords of death that have entangled me, the torrents of destruction that try to overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol that have coiled around me, and the snares of death that have confronted me. I am in agreement. In the name of Jesus, that evil spirits have to leave. In Jesus' name. Now here, they're going to come out on your breath, more than likely. So what you need to do is take deep breaths. Without hyperventilating, you might burp, you might yawn, you might cough, you might sneeze. They might just lift off your body. You might just breathe and your life change. But they won't come out if you don't want them out. They won't come out if you don't believe. And so the position should be as this. Father, if it's in me and it doesn't look like Jesus, I want it out. That's your position. It doesn't matter how much you've been through, what you think you've been through, today is the moment for today. Okay? When I'm saying that, listen. No matter how much other deliverance you've done, no matter what, today is the moment for today. If it's there, let's get it out. Amen? Amen. Don't worry about your neighbor to the left. Don't worry about your neighbor to the right. And if somebody starts crying, don't touch them. Don't be the comforter. Let the Holy Spirit do that or one of these ministers if we need to do it. Okay? But just be it. Let it be. Don't worry about it. Hey, listen up. Somebody over here could be screaming. And somebody over here could just be breathing, and the one over here screaming's got a few demons, and this one's got 1,000. We don't know. Don't worry about it. It's not a, such, you know, the demons don't like going. Some of them fall fit. Okay? They just do. So, thank you, Father. Deliverance is happening in this room all over the place, even right now. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you come into agreement, it breaks the strongholds. And everything you just spoke, if you spoke that and you agree it, you broke the power of the enemy. We're breaking strongholds. We're bringing them down, the lies of the enemy. And when that happens, demons have to leave. So now, all we're going to do, you're just going to breathe And if you feel like you're about to cough, just go ahead and cough. Let it go. Let it go. Don't stop it. Don't stop it, y'all. Don't stop any of that. Lord, I pray for divine wedges now in the name of Jesus that not one spirit will go back in or be sucked back in. And I thank you for your angels that are moving throughout this room, Father, in the name of Jesus, swinging their swords, uprooting them, cutting them out, toe holds, hand holds, grips, bites, in the name of Jesus, removing these spirits in the name of Jesus. And so start breathing and I'll start calling them out. Antichrist, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, Antichrist, whoredoms, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 let them go, let them go. Cult spirits, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Witness, Mormon spirits, Catholic spirits, come on out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all legalistic spirits, get out. Spirits of religion, let them go, let them go. If you're not breathing, if you're listening, if you're sitting, also don't cross your arms, don't cross your legs, don't do this, let it go. Be open. If you're doing this, it's a closed off position. Alright? You want God to come in, the enemy to come out. Amen? If you're Holy Spirit filled, tongue talker, don't be praying in tongues during this part. Okay? Don't do it. We'll magnify God with tongues later if we need to. Okay? But don't do it. This is the moment to get delivered. This is the moment to receive the deliverance. Jesus is the deliverer that comes from Mount Zion. Okay? Amen. He is the deliverer. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I trust you.
I trust you.
And Yahweh,
Yahweh,
I thank you in Jesus' name.
I thank you in Jesus' name.
That as you deliver me,
and
those around me, we have nothing to fear, and nothing will transfer, except this goodness from you. That nothing wicked transfer to anybody. And that all these spirits
believe
and go to you, Jesus,
for judgment.
In Jesus' name. And
Lord,
everything you have for me,
I want.
And I utterly deny any other spirit.
In Jesus'
name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Legalism. Get out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rules on top of rules on top of rules and break your power. In the name of Jesus, spirits of tradition, spirits of religion, get out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, get out. Stubbornness. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent for being stubborn and stiff-necked and command these spirits to go. Now take a deep breath. Get out, stubborn. Get out, stubborn. Get out, stubborn. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your warriors are even cutting fucking strings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Lying spirits, insubordination, unargumentative. Get out. Contentious spirits, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Hard-headed, get out. In the name of Jesus, I repent for saying I was hard-headed. And I forgive anyone that called me hard-headed. And Lord, forgive me for saying to anybody else that they were hard-headed. I break that curse. And I break all the curses from everything I've repented for. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Up, 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 out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, contention, strike. I break your power, envy, strike, confusion, every evil work. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, come on, go, 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 go. Argue to be arguing. Just argue. In the name of Jesus, go, go. Debater. Debater. In the name of Jesus, I find you, debater. Get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. Astrology, go. Black magic, go. White magic, go. Wiccan spirits, go. Clairvoyant, go. Mind reader, go. Palm reader, go. Spirit box, go. Ghost box, go. ESP, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Instrumental transcommunication, get out. In the name of Jesus, talking to the dead. Necromancy, let them go, let them go, let them go. Come out. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, crystal ball. Divinator. ESP, say, Lord, I renounce
all
witchcraft,
all
divination.
All divination.
I repent for me,
even for
the movies,
even for the music,
even for the books,
in the name of Jesus,
I forgive everyone
that showed me those things. I command these spirits to go, in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Come on, come on. Out, 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 out. Out of the movies, out of the books, out of the music. Go, 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 go. All you gods, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. There's one God, the Most High God. So every following, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Automatic handwriting, go. Freemasonry, Eastern Star Spirits, Baphomet, get out of there. In the name of Jesus. Prince Hall, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Daughters of Job, I bind you, break your power. Rainbow Girls, get out. In the name of Jesus. Team Elect, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Horoscope spirits, get out. Spirit from the horoscopes, worshiping the stars, worshiping the moon, worshiping the sun. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. In the name of Jesus. If you're not breathing, if you're stuck, you need to start. If you want them out. If you want them out. If you find yourself froze, you're being froze. Okay? If you want to be delivered. I'm not going to pick on you. I mean, you're here by choice. You want to be delivered and you're stuck and you're not doing anything, nothing's happening. Okay? You got to be in it. But you got to be in it to win it. Amen? Take a deep breath. Come on out. Come on out. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Teleporting in the name of Jesus. Telepathy. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Pendulum. Get out. Psychic healing. Get out. New Age medicine. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Down the essential walls. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every chakra that's been opened, we close now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Say, Lord, I repent. For anything done by me. My ancestors, knowingly or inadvertently, unknowingly, in ignorance or in knowledge, that would have opened chakra points and allowed the entrance of Hindu and Buddhist spirits by any name, by any culture. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Father. That from yoga, that from karate, I bind you, break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. That from Young's Living Oil, that from doTERRA, that from any oil given spiritual qualities, we break your power. Get out. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All New Age spirits, now go. Past life readings, go, go, go. Every spirit done by exorcism that wasn't of God, I break your power. If it wasn't by faith, if it's done by ritual, we break it now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Ouija boards, get out. In the name of Jesus, spirit guides that came through the Ouija boards, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Say, Lord, I renounce every protector that I received in my life, even as a young person, that is not you, that is not of you. I renounce those in Jesus' name. All guardians that are not of you, all defenders that are not of you, all helpers that are not of you, I now renounce and break covenant with and command to flee. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Come on. Out, 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 out. There's one great defender, and he's Jesus. All counterfeits. Come out. In Jesus' name. Every counterfeit. Go, 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 go. Counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. I break your power. Even that you came in through church somewhere. I bind you. I break your power. Say, Lord. If it's you, I want it. If it's not, I don't. I renounce all counterfeit of the Holy Spirit. All counterfeit giftings. Counterfeit tongues. Counterfeit prophecy. Counterfeit knowledge. Counterfeit wisdom. I break it now. I command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. I repent, Lord. Wherever I
received a word, even if it was done in your name, and it wasn't you. And I break the power that I gave to the witchcraft prophecies and to the spirits that enforce those. In Jesus' name. Lord, I do forgive everyone. I let them go. I forgive myself. I forgive you, Lord. I blame you for anything. I renounce all bitterness. And I command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Come on, up and out. In the name of Jesus. That is witchcraft prophecy. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Let them go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bitterness. Unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Unholy judgments. I bind you. Break your power. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Levitator. Get out. Blood oath, blood pact, blood covenants. Go, 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 go. Hypnosis. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Fear that came into the movies. I bind you. Break your power. Fear. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Fear from the book. Fear from the movies. Fear from TV. Seance spirits. Spirit guide spirits. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go.
Hoodoo.
Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Yoruba spirits, Loa spirits, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out, Loa. Get out, Yoruba. Get out, Arisha. Get out, Obey. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Root magic in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. If your head is shaking, no. Those demons are saying no. Say, in the name of Jesus, they got to come out. I'm saying yes to Jesus. No to the enemy. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. All root worker spirits of any kind, of any country, any culture, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Bone spirit, feather spirit, that that come from the bones, that that come from the feathers, that that come from the potions, that that come from the dust. Get out, get out. That came from anything eaten. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. It ain't that from anything drank. In the name of Jesus, drinking unto other gods, drinking, eating unto other gods. I break that now. In Jesus' name, get out, get out, get out. Spiritism, animism, get out. In the name of Jesus, Celtic spirits, get out now. In the name of Jesus, Nordic spirits, get out now. In the name of Jesus, Thor, by any name. Odin. By any name. Get out. Loki, by any name. By any culture. Every little man. Every leprechaun. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. All mischievousness. Go. 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 Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Valkyrie. In the name of Jesus. Jezebel. Get out. In Jesus' name. Ahab. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Minerva. In the name of Jesus. Go. All you goddess spirits. Get out of there. Minerva. Salome. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Aphrodite. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. By any culture. By any name. Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For unbelief.
I break the power.
Strong man. Unbelief. And now I command. Unbelief to go. Along with any other spirit. Tied to unbelief. Take a deep breath. Doubt go. Disbelief go. Rationalism go. Skepticism go. Doubt everything go. In the name of Jesus, don't trust anyone. Mistrust, distrust, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Can't believe anything. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Pessimist, I bind you. I break your power. Listen, listen to me. It's a messed up world. It's a lot of messed up things, but God is a good God. And if His goodness isn't bigger to you than this mess, then you make the mess bigger than the answer. Say, Lord, I repent. For not looking to you with hope. And believe in your word. Take a deep breath. Now break the threefold cord of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Command these spirits to come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the power of greed. Say, I repent for greed. And I command that spirit to go. And every spirit
Time to grieve. Take a deep breath, church. Come on. Let him go. Cheater. Covetous. Idolater. Stealing. Misrepresentation. Fraud. Hey, do you wink at people? The Proverbs say that's fraud. Don't wink. Fraud. Break it. It means we got a secret. We're sharing it. It's a fraud spirit. Get out. Fraud. Deep fraud. In the name of Jesus. Go. Pray to spend any money because you pray to run out of it. Go. You know, there's being frugal and then they're so tight you can't even do what you need to do. We break that. In the name of Jesus. Fear of lack. The fear of poverty. I bind you. Break your power. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of confusion right now. Command confusion to go. Confused thoughts. Indecision. Lack of focus. Lack of taking a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You got to keep fighting if you want to. A little bit longer. Come on. We can finish strong. Thank you, Lord. Lack of focus. Lack of concentration. ADD. ADHD. OCD. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Can't make conclusions. Can't make decisions. Distorted perception. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Leviathan. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, you who cause them to, in words, be twisted, I break your power. And say, Lord, I repent for pride. And everything to do with pride. Haughtiness. And I ask you, Lord, to remove Leviathan. Put a hook in his jaw. Put a thorn in his jaw. A hook in his lips. Put out his smoke. Disperse his flame. Push back his scale. Remove him, Lord. It's you who contends with Leviathan. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. Come out, Leviathan. In the name of Jesus. Come out, pride. Come out, sister pride. Get out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Confusion. Lying spirit. Self-delusion. Self-deception. Gullible. Believe lies. In the name of Jesus, go. Say, Lord, I've repented. You've been delivering me. And I love you. And I thank you for loving me. Now I'm asking you, Lord, to remove any other spirits that you want out today. I agree. They have to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on. All you squatters, come on out. Your legal rights are broken. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Go. Pray to being delivered. Pray to what somebody might say. I bind you. I break your power. Come out. In Jesus' name. Who the sun sets free. Come out of their necks now. I command those servants to unwind. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking you for fire from the third heaven to burn up every nest of serpents, every nest of scorpions, every nest of spiders. In the name of Jesus, from the third heaven, holy fire, to burn up that, Lord, that you want out today, right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord. Father, I surrender my whole life to you. I give you all that pertains to me, my family, my finances, my home, my property, business, ministry, friends, church, pastor, teachers, opinions. I ask you to consecrate my life for holy living in Jesus' name. I ask you to teach me how to walk in order and balance and learn to simply agree with you in all things. I confess Jesus is Lord of all. I thank you in advance for your help. In Jesus' name. Now raise your hands to heaven, church. I did. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I agree. Sister Jerry and my brother, that all false gods of every culture, any demons named after any of these gods have to go now. Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Perfect love cast out fear. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And all those spirits have to go. In the name of Jesus. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every blood covenant made by me and my ancestors with anybody in Jesus' name that was unholy. I command every spirit forcing those covenants to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Every spirit in those blood covenants. Go. Blood brother, blood sister. In the name of Jesus, blood covenants from sexual acts. I break your power. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Take another deep breath, son and daughter. Come on, let them go. Lord, you're the deliverer. Do what you do, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You deliver us big, you deliver us small, Lord. There's nobody in Jesus' name. Now raise your hands again. Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to fill me. Fill me up with the Spirit of Yahweh, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of knowledge. Fill me up with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. I'm asking in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. I bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. I bless them with a good night's sleep. I bless them if they need to wrestle with you, that happens. But fathers, they just need to let that happen. Bind and break the power of anything that would interfere with a good rest that's not from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for people that came to do business with you, and they'll receive what they've come for. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen. 6 o'clock in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.